Praise the Lord. You know, I've had and heard some wonderful testimonies about fathers this morning. It's truly amazing. And every one is so true. So I'm telling you what today. The Lord has a place for fathers. Amen? He does have a place for fathers. Now, I want to share with you this morning right here exactly what a father is. And a father is to be a strong person for his family. A father is to be a leader for his family. A father is to be a teacher for his family. And a father is to be help for his family at all times, for all his wife, children, everyone. He's to be a helpmate for his family right there. He is to guide his family. He's to guide him in Sunday school. He's to guide him in Bible study. He's to guide him in preaching of the word and church as well. So that's what a father is supposed to do. He's to provide for his family. Fathers, that's one of our duties, our obligations. We've got to provide for our family, see? So we've got to take care of our families. So that's one of the things that is essential of a father to do. He is to direct his family. He's to guide and direct his family as well. But most of all, I believe with all my heart today now, that a father has a very tender, loving care for his father. Amen? Absolutely, that's what it's all about. A father has a genuine, tender, loving care for his family right there. Amen? And Jesus made the father in his image. Is that not right? So he's supposed to be a Christ-like individual. Well, absolutely, he is a Christ-like individual. And Jesus loves the fathers. Every one of you fathers, he loves you. And that's what a father is today. So I want to begin this morning by sharing with you some scripture passages in God's word that the Lord led me to. And I want to say good morning to you, church. And I want to say happy Father's Day to you again. We've heard a lot of great testimonies about fathers and so forth, but happy Father's Day to you again. Praise the Lord. Listen, if you're a visitor or you're a member of this church, you are welcome right here at our church today. So I'm going to ask that this time that all fathers please stand to their feet. All right, ladies, let's give them a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You've done a lot, fathers. We ask that you go ahead and be seated now. Amen. Before we start this message about Father's Day this morning, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. So let's bow for prayer at this time. Oh, Heavenly Father, our Father, Father, we beseech you today, and Father, we ask that you share your words from your scriptures and your passages and the books in the Bible today. Give us clear understanding of what your word represents and says to us today. Bless now your people, I pray. For it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. God has given me some different passages of Scripture this morning to share with you and explain a little along the way. And one of these things is coming from the book of Ephesians. You might say, Brother, Ephesians. I said, yeah, book of Ephesians. Listen, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's one thing that we've got to do is obey our parents. Now, I want to share this with you right here. The key word right here in Ephesians is obey. It's obey. That's the key word in Ephesians right there. Proverbs 22 and 6 says this, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now listen, let me tell you about Jimmy Cooper, okay? Jimmy Cooper. When Jimmy Cooper did not obey my father, guess what Jimmy Cooper did? He learned what obey meant. And it came from around my father's waist. But you know what? I didn't matter the belt coming off around my father's waist. And what scared me the most was he kept it around his waist. And he'd take out his pocket knife and he'd walk over to the peach tree and he'd cut him a peach tree limb about that long and he'd strip them leaves off it right there, buddy. And now usually you'd have shorts on, bare legs or something like that. And buddy, he'd take that peach tree limb as limber as it was and the leaves stripped off of it and he would wear them legs out and it would be ouch and ooh and oh, it stings and hurts and it'd leave red marks all over your legs. I'm telling you, I literally despise a peach tree limb to this day. Don't whip me with no peach tree limb. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I, when I didn't obey, that's what I got. I got a good dose of a peach tree limb. Now listen, I want to tell you, fathers, I'm not telling you to whip your child. I'm not telling you to beat your child whatsoever. I'm telling you to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's verse 1, the key word being obey. Now verse 2 says this. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, when you were born, you had some parents. You had to honor your father and mother. Now, you know what they did for you? They fed you. They clothed you. They took you to the doctor when you were sick. And when it was my time to go to the doctor, my doctor came to me, an old 40 Ford pickup with a black bag, carrying a satchel like that. And you know what he did when he examined me? He said, all you need is a big old shot of penicillin. And he'd give me a shot of penicillin. And that's what cured me right there. I'm telling you what, we need to honor and respect our father and our mothers today because it's the thing we need to do. It's essential in our lives that we need to respect them in that manner. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's verse 2 right there. Honor your father and your mother. Oh my, that's the first commandment with promise. That's what the Bible says. All right, now listen to what it says in verse 3. Now that you'd obey, now that you respect your mother and your father right here, verse 3 says this, that it may be well with thee, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Now that is something else that is is our duty and responsibility to have that for our children today, that it may be well with them and that we'll live long on this earth right here. Now let's look at verse 4. Verse 4 says this. It says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but do not irritate them. Do not upset them. Do not anger them. Do not annoy them in any way. And you know, wrath is to cause intense rage and anger. So we don't do this right there. That's what it says. Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. And listen to what it says in verse 4 there, in the latter part of it. It says, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, I can explain nurture as food and drink. That's how I'd explain it right there. Nurture is admonition. Nurture is food and drink. And admonition means admonishing of some to correct some fault that you might have in your life. And we have faults. Children have faults. Amen. Now listen to what it says in 1 Peter 2, 2. It says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. See, that's how we grow up. That's how we grow up. Nurture is growth. Nurture is growth. That's essential for a young man to have in his life right there. So that's Ephesians chapter 1 through 4 right there. Now I'd like to move along to John chapter 5 verses 19 and 20. Now this right here is really good too. This is the Heavenly Father teaching His Son what to do. In verse 19 of chapter 5 it says this. It says, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself but what He seeth the Father do. And whatsoever things He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Well, you see, let me explain that to you. We need to lead by example. We need to lead by example. That's what the Heavenly Father is teaching His Son to do. Lead by example right there. Now listen, guys, your fathers are teaching you right. And let me tell you this. He leads you by example. He's watching your every move. He's seeing your every move that you make, and he is watching what you're doing. So you're leading him by example. Now, listen, a father today should be a, quote, Christ-like person. You made in the image of Christ, okay? So you could be, quote, a pattern of Jesus Christ. You need to be a pattern of Jesus Christ today for the Heavenly Father right there. And the Father is showing his Son exactly what to do and how to do it and go about it. Now, verse 20 says this, "For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel." You see, when a father has a son, oh, he's proud. He's proud of that son right there. And he's going to raise that son up. And he loves that son with an unconditional love, just like Jesus Christ loves his child for unconditionally. So that's what he does right there. Now, greater works is things like, well, astonishing, amazing things, you know, extraordinary things, absolutely incredible things that a young boy would not see or believe in. It's just greater works than he's got right there. So he is an image for Christ, and we should be a pattern for Christ as well. Now I'd like to move along to Genesis, the book of Genesis right here. This is a great book right here. And Genesis right here. We want to move along to Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. And I want to share those verses with you this morning as well. It says right here in 12, 1 and 2. Now, I believe Abraham is the greatest father that there ever was. Now, except our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father is the one that's in control of us. Now, listen. And Abraham is the call of Abraham right here. And Jesus has his call in verse 12, 1 and 2. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy house, and from thy father's house." Now, let me tell you, right here, the Lord is saying, "Abraham, pack your bags. Get ready. Get your things together. You got to get away from here. You got to get away from this place right here. Get out of this country." And said, "You don't need to be around your kin folks either." He says, "I got a land that I'm going to show you." So I'm going to show you this right here. So listen to what verse 2 says. "And I will make thee a great nation, a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Now, he's talking about temporal blessings and spiritual blessings and a blessing himself, even to the point of having great fame for Abraham right there. So that right there is chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. Let's move along to chapter 21. And the chapter 21 right here is the birth of Isaac. Now, the birth of Isaac right here in chapter 21 is this. "And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare him a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him." Now, right here, we all know that the Lord come to Sarah and he spoke to Sarah right there. Listen, I can imagine that when the Lord said to Sarah, "Sarah, you're going to have a baby. It's going to be this time next year you're going to have the baby," right there. And I can just imagine Sarah laughing out loud at the Lord, saying, "Lord, you got to be kidding me. You got to be joking me. How can I have a baby? I am 90 years old. I'm 90 years old. How in the world am I going to conceive?" And he says, "Sarah, this time next year you're going to have a baby. And that baby is going to be born. And you're going to conceive. And you're going to have a child right there." So he says, but Lord, Abraham's 100 years old. How can this take place?" So the Lord planted a seed in Sarah. And Sarah gave birth to a child. And verse 3 says this. It says, and Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Isaac's name meant laughter. Laughter. So that's the birth of Isaac right there. Now I'd like to move along to chapter 22. Chapter 22. And I'd like to share with you verses 9 through 13 of chapter 22. This is the offering of Isaac now. The Lord has given Abraham a son. And the son's been born to Abraham right there. And now we're going to talk about the offering of Isaac in verse 9 through 13. And it says, and they came to the place that God told him of, and there he laid wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife, and slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called out of heaven to him, and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. And he said, lay not thine hand upon thy lad, neither do anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thine son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket. And he went and took the ram and offered up the ram for a burnt offering instead of his son. Now here, Abraham is being totally faithful. He is being totally faithful and obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ right here. That's what Abraham is doing right here. So we know that took place right there, and Abraham did not lose his son whatsoever. He found that ram in that thicket right there, and he offered up that ram in that thicket for a burnt offering for God right there, and he did not have his son harmed whatsoever. So that's chapter 22. Now I'd like to move along to chapter 24 and verse 35, and it says right here in chapter 24 and verse 35. It says this, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Now listen, again, Abraham is faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, and because he is faithful, he's blessing him with all these things. He's adding this back to him right here. He's just blessing him beyond measure. Now I want to share with you right here in verse 17 and 18 of that same chapter right there. And it says, 17 says, and 22 it says, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and the sand upon the seashore, and the seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you multiply your seed as the stars of in heaven and the sands upon the seashore, you just can't count that high, I guarantee you. There's nobody that knows the grains of seed that's in the sand right there, except the Lord Jesus Christ. And God blesses him, multiplies it. So he takes care of Abraham. Abraham is the father of all sons. I'm a son of Abraham, and you're a son of Abraham today. Absolutely. All the descendants and everyone that's born right there comes from Father Abraham. The Lord really blessed Father Abraham right there. And listen to what it says in verse 18. It says, and thy seed shall all the nations be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. You see, we fathers need to be obedient. We fathers need to be faithful. We fathers need to do the things that God asks us to do at all times. And because we do that right there, he takes care of us and blesses us. Now I'd like to share with you the latter verse right here in 32 and 12, I believe it is, right here. And this is concerning the reconciliation with Esau. And verse says right here, it says, in verse 32, it says, and thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. I'm telling you, my friends, Abraham is the greatest individual that ever lived for God. And he made sure that he was blessed over and over and over and over again. So praise the Lord for the message this morning. We praise God for all that he does for. I'd like to conclude with this right here. And it says, Lord, we've shared these words. We've had Father's Day, and we've come from Ephesians, we've come from John, we've come from Genesis. And Heavenly Father, I do believe that you're the greatest Father that there ever is, and I always will be. I believe, Lord, that you used Abraham to be a great father in Genesis, who was blessed in so, so many ways, as the stars in heaven and the sand on the seashore. Now, Lord, this morning, I ask, Lord, that you'd bless our fathers here today, and it's in your name that I do pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Now, there may be some this morning. We're going to have an invitation song. Brother Michael's going to lead us in this invitation song of trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So we need to trust and obey the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. There may be some people right here that say, well, Brother Jim, I need to do a little bit better job for the Lord. I need to do some more things for the Lord. I need to straighten out my life for the Lord. I need to go to the prayer altar and pray about some things that I need to straighten out today, because I'm not doing the job that I should be doing for my family. And you can do that. You can go to the prayer altar and you can do that this morning. Or you may just want to come and say, Brother Jim, I just need a prayer. I need you to pray for me. I'll be more than happy to pray for you this morning in the church service this morning. So as we continue on in our service now, we're going to have our invitation prayer. And then we're going to have this song, Lord, of trust and obey. So let's...
If you want to stand on your feet this morning, and we're going to sing it off the screen. And if you need prayer, the altar is open.
and then we'll have our Father's Day gifts. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word today, and we ask, Lord, that you would just touch our lives, and Father, use us as your fathers, Lord, today, and Father, help us to understand, Lord, your scriptures and your words. And we ask, Lord, that you just bless this congregation now, Lord, especially our fathers that are here today. For it's in the precious name of Jesus that we do pray. Amen.
At this time, I'm going to ask Stallone and Brantley, if you would, come up front. Brantley's going to have to wake up.